What's up? Big burrito, dude. What's up, everybody?
They don't have the La Paz burrito or the California taco anymore.
Really?
Not who? Who are we talking about?
I'm not going to say
that. We don't say locations.
Who doesn't have the
California? We don't want to denigrate. All right,
we're talking secrets. Welcome, everyone. You just stumbled into the secrets chamber.
Welcome.
This is where all the secrets will be revealed tonight.
The Chamber of Secrets. Rocky well, Bodie,
That's copyrighted. Fuck. God,
did we
get
taken
attacked?
Off? Did they just
theme
take
song.
Us down?
Theme song. Abort.
I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses me Wendy. Well, I'll never worry, now that is a lie.
Yo, welcome back. You may have noticed it's just the host tonight with one special guest. Sean is not here.
Yeah, Sean's not here. We just decided last week there was a lot of negativity, a lot of bad attitudes, and into the garbage.
Someone needed an attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
We adjusted his ass into the dumpster, so he is gone.
Right. We actually, you know, we got into a big tiff with him after last week, you know, because of all the shit he was pulling. And he felt stressed out, like he needed a vacation. So he just said, F you guys, and he up and he left us here. He abandoned us, frankly. Sean went off to Las Vegas to party.
Oh, okay.
It's true. So we're gonna start this week's podcast with a game called Is Sean Fucked? So let's get this ready. Sean, on Tuesday, if you're editing this.
He's got to edit.
Well, he says he's editing.
I mean, that's what Sean does.
That's what he says.
That's his job.
So it would have already happened. So it should hashtag has Sean been fucked.
Sean, edit an opening. Has Sean been fucked? Has Sean been fucked?
In the future, he will have already seen this.
Show the opening now.
So it's a different. If I start to answer no, man, I bet we don't fan. I take off. I ain't
never fucked in the car. Baby, can you tell me have you fucked in the car? Okay, welcome back. That was the opening for our new game.
Has Sean been fucked?
Let's play it.
So the main reason Sean isn't here this week is Sean actually went to
Las Vegas,
like we said. As you said. For a kids' soccer tournament.
Which is cool.
And, you know, spend time with the family.
And that's important for the kids because, I mean, they're making it ahead in the rankings if they're proceeding all the way to Vegas.
They might be in the World Cup.
Here's
exciting,
the thing.
Exciting.
Sean has promised us adamantly that he will be back here by Monday. Without a doubt.
Monday to edit the podcast on time.
He's promised us.
See, I know my friend, and I know he keeps his promises, too.
Well, at least he tries to.
However, what Sean may have not realized...
We speculate.
...is he said he was going to drive back as fast as possible on Monday. What he may not realize, Monday is the sacred holiday, Martin Luther King Day. So, yeah. We don't know if he knows that all the rest of Vegas is probably going to be doing the exact same thing on the same freeway.
It's like a three-day weekend in Las Vegas, so...
No one's leaving on a Sunday.
Pretty sure those highways are going to be jammed
like a normal weekend
on Monday.
They would, but...
We don't think he realizes that.
So, will the podcast be on time, on schedule, delivered?
Because if not, that means Sean has been fucked.
So, people at home... play on Twitter. Use the hashtag #HasSeanBeenFucked and say what you think. Will he make it back in time? Will he do it on time and make his promise, deliver? Or is he
going to screw the pooch, blow everything?
Or is he going to blow the whole operation
and
shit on his fans? Is he going to tell his fans to wait in the car, tell his kids to wait in the car as he steps outside, drops trout and takes a shit on the fans' mouth?
Is he gonna blow the fans and drop the pooch or what? Hashtag is Sean fucked.
So hashtag has Sean been fucked.
Yeah.
Wait, he's not gonna blow the fans. Did I say that?
He's
nothing he hasn't done.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, cleared that up. Welcome everybody.
Welcome everybody. This week's show brought to you by, well, I wanna say first and foremost, we are still repairing shit that broke. Our original computer and setup and everything just died on us weeks back. We told you that.
We're gimped.
So we've been adjusting and modifying things every week. So hopefully, well, I know it sounds better than last week. If there's still things here and there that don't go as planned, we're still working on it. We still are using a temporary computer.
Sorry.
Me and Eric,
still figuring
it out. Eric, what time did you come in here?
We've been here for, at this point, for about 4 hours. About 3.5, 4 hours.
We came early today.
We rerouted. You guys skipped church to be here today.
We skipped church. So.
And football. We didn't watch any football, Eric.
Nope. I didn't even watch church at football.
Oh.
Jeez.
Hey, let me. I'm going to do a Twitter skit. This was my Twitter today. Oh! Come on! Not now!
I don't follow
Not now!
Dorks.
No! Can you believe this?
You follow football dorks?
No context. Any of it.
I don't follow football dorks.
I don't either. They're too nerdy.
Oh, I unfollow them after that shit.
No football dorks on my feed.
Sports dorks are just so nerdy. Yeah. It's like a geek on another
level.
I don't mind
if you post your sports highlight with a little bit of context. When this guy did this, I thought this. It's noises.
Only video games and anime.
When is it ever acceptable to post noises on your fucking...
It's never.
Anyway, that's besides the point.
That's right.
Anyway, so we're still fixing stuff. Sorry, everybody, if anything is still acting weird, whatever, but hopefully it's
we got the new routing all the way into
the... Yeah, it's better.
The computer's still the... That's Sean's computer from
his
desk.
This is still a backup computer. We ran cables that are temporary cables.
New mixer.
It's
better.
Siren mics. So hopefully these work.
And I felt... I felt like an asshole because we were using these... The new Razer mics that we've been using are awesome. But we were running them through a mixer that was like...
Well, it wasn't going through. We have a compressor, a limiter.
It was all fucked up.
So if we scream, Derek, we can yell like maniacs.
You can scream all you want right now.
We could say,
but you don't
"Oh, shit!" And it won't deafen their ears because while it's very loud for us, there's a compensator just kind of does a little compression on the audio there.
Yeah. But what if I get real close and I want to...
You can do a whisper.
What if I want to share a secret?
You can do that. You can share a whisper secret.
I let the dogs out.
Woof! 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 Woof!
See, it works on both levels.
Oof! Don't that play!
Okay, yeah, don't tell a fucking secret around this guy. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I follow probably 50 people that were talking about the football game. I don't know who was playing, who did what, who won. No details. It was all noises.
Really?
Don't post noises. Don't post noises.
It was just noises and names. Packers! Oh!
I didn't even have the luxury of names.
Oh, I got that.
Oh, really? You're lucky.
Oof.
I didn't get anything. I think... Philadelphia played?
No.
Did
they?
No,
God, no. No.
I don't know.
Does there... Let me rephrase that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Seattle?
Yes.
That's what I'm...
Is there a sports team that has a meme as their mascot yet? Because that'll happen eventually.
Like what?
Right? Like the New England Doges
like
or something?
Like Nyan Cat?
Yeah.
Like the Arizona Nyan Cats?
Like there's going to be like the lacrosse team at the high school is like the Arizona ASU Nyan Cats. Yeah.
Arizona State University. The lacrosse team at the high school.
I don't know.
It's the Arizona State University Nyan Cats.
That's coming, right?
It's kind of like a meme.
How far away are we from there?
It's kind of like a meme thing. Well, I think what has to happen is some internet fuckos.
Those fuckos.
That's how I like to endearingly refer to people who just love memes. It's a nice way to
internet
refer to them.
Fuckos.
Internet fuckos. Once the internet fuckos grow up.
A couple of chanters.
And they become a little bit older and they become the coaches of these establishments. They'll be like, I got the perfect name from way back when I was a kid. Y'all ever heard of Nyan Cat?
We're going to do it for the lulz, kids.
Well, weren't you?
I think it'd be funny.
Derek, wasn't your soccer team like the Purple Gatorades or something?
No,
what was it?
That's... fucking stupid, and we would never support Gatorade.
Purple Gatorade.
Commercial bullshit, okay? We were the Green Warheads.
Whoa!
We were named after the candy.
Sour Warheads.
Back when Warheads, before Warheads went corporate, before they had Method Man doing their advertisements.
Before South Korea had them and it was scary. Oh, wait, but before that... Cuba had them, and it was still scary.
Before all that shit, it was just the old my little soccer team when I was a kid. Back when we were indie. Eric doesn't know anything about being indie.
I don't know anything about it.
Eric is all about being corporate.
Flannel and stuff.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I don't know anything
square
about it.
He's something corporate.
He's something corporate.
If you see Jordan! Is that guy still alive?
If you see Eric, he probably bought some stocks because he's something corporate.
You could be my punk rock princess.
Anyways,
I had a hockey team that was sponsored by Carl's Jr. And they gave us the, like, they let us use the Famous Star logo on our jersey.
That's not a sponsorship. Yeah. A sponsorship is when they give you something to help you out.
No, they paid for the jerseys. And we,
oh,
and,
okay.
But they were the, I mean, they paid for nice jerseys.
But you guys
but they
were like
fucking
these little skating advertisements.
They were the fucking Carl's Jr. star.
That's
right,
essentially
on our chest.
They turned you into sign holders. Yeah. But the sign was on your shirt and you like skated around.
I feel like that's halfway too.
You should have gone to Warheads and seen if they would have paid for the jerseys.
Oh, they should have paid us.
Paid up front.
I saw a sign twirler outside my house sitting on the hill with the Little Caesars pizza like arrow on his lap when he was looking at his, he was watching a YouTube video.
Just not doing his job.
Yeah. I see that, like, half the time.
When you're a sign flipper and you're fucking off, I mean, that's a new low, right?
Yeah. Where do you go in life when you can't even manage flipping a sign?
Without letting someone drive by. See, I get it if there's
like,
no traffic.
What's your 10-year plan? It's like, you know what? I'm going to blow off flipping this sign. But then, like, a limo's just going to roll up. Somebody's going to kick the door open. Just throw $1 million at me. I know that's going to happen.
That'll happen.
So I'm not going to work hard today.
I'm going to blow off flipping this sign.
Right?
Like, I get...
You've gone nowhere and you're taking a break. What's the plan? I don't know.
If you're in a lull and there's no traffic on the street, like, in both directions, hey, pull out your phone, reply to that text message Lisa sent you, whatever.
But the second
like,
car's coming.
You're there. You were there to see it and he's buried in it watching YouTube.
But that's the difference. If you have that initiative or that drive, you're not the guy flipping the sign.
True. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I've seen sign flippers.
I've seen some old guys.
Do it.
Oh, who do it? They
fucking... They're, like, making love to that sign, dancing with it, doing backflips with it. And you don't see them for very long because they probably get promoted.
They move on.
They go to Cirque du Soleil.
Have you ever seen the sad, like, old dude that's flipping the sign kind of half-assed?
The guy who was on Tim and Eric's old show or whatever.
Oh, no.
What's his name? The bad comedian. The guy who would...
Yes,
jokes.
I know who you're talking about, but
what's
I don't remember.
Name?
I don't remember his name. It's not worth remembering.
But people, there's videos of him on YouTube. Like, they found him, like...
Flipping
the little Caesar sign, yeah.
David Lieberhardt, give him a hand or what? No. They lived in the same building for a while, right?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Sign flipping. Hey, speaking of sign flipping.
James Qual.
James Qual. Something we don't have to do because we got great sponsors. Check out LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64.
Do we have a crate? I can flip it around.
No.
Derek, you're pretty good handy with a crate.
We ain't got no crate today.
That came in the crate, right? That Joker Batman?
Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64, enter the keyword Mega64 when you check out. You're going to get a great deal on a subscription. You get stuff delivered every month.
That's right.
A box of random ass shit.
Type in the key, unlock yourself a good prize.
And then go to shop.mega64.com. That's us.
Yeah, well, you're already on the internet.
Yeah, you're already on the internet.
That's great.
And pick up, we got all kinds of stuff. Time is running out. Blu-ray is still available. And we've also we sold out completely.
No,
sold out of the Mega Mansion sweatshirts
again.
That was a while ago. Yeah, it sold out again. And some people are still waiting. In fact, from past orders, they were so back ordered. I wanted to tell everybody we will have them this week. They'll be going out this week, and hopefully this week, at least by the end of it, we should hopefully have them back in the store. So if you're waiting,
so they're coming again.
They will be coming around.
We're keeping
again.
Them in stock for you guys. Yeah. That's service.
So just hang in there. If you already ordered, or if you want to order, hopefully by the end of this week, everybody should be happy. We wanted to also talk about an upcoming thing. It's happening this week. As some of you may know, PAX South is happening in San Antonio, Texas.
That's right.
Happening, and it's this coming week. I did not realize it was happening that soon.
That is really soon.
It'll
be before Texas is hot as a motherfucker, too.
Yeah, which is good. Originally we were going to report that we wouldn't be attending. We weren't, typically this is a time where we're working on a lot of videos, and so, we were originally just not planning on being there. But as it turns out, a stroke of luck.
You figured it out.
We will have a booth of our merchandise there at the show, run by our good friends. You can't see him here, but Kevin, he's here behind the camera. Kevin, nod if you're going to PAX.
You can tell clearly he's going to PAX South.
He is going to PAX South. And Brian, he's not here right now, but Kevin and Brian will be there with a booth of our stuff. So if you're going to be at the show, come and pick some stuff up. and say hi to Brian and Kevin. And yeah. It's going to be really, really cool.
If you want to see the shirts in the flesh before you buy them, if you want to, you know, get out of paying that shipping and handling, go to Pack South and pick up some merch, bros.
So here is an exciting announcement, though, that we haven't said before.
What?
A lot of people asked, because we've been doing this at shows lately, will we have an exclusive poster print at Pack South? And the answer is yes. So you can go ahead and show it. Our Pack South exclusive poster, woo! Texas Badasses. Take a look at that. These boys from the South on a poster. You can only buy that at Pack South in San Antonio, Texas. And
looking rustic.
Brian even got a slight mention at the bottom there. Kevin, he might be beating you.
How many times has Kevin appeared on?
Brian measures his fame, in case nobody knows or you've forgotten, by how many posters he's appeared on. And I think he's upset because he specifically keeps tally of how many posters Kevin has appeared on as a barometer for how well he's doing. How
he's like in a race with Kev.
You were on the RTX poster.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
The robot poster.
Dragon Ball Z poster.
The Z poster.
That's three for you.
What about the con exclusive Comic Con one?
Yeah, you were in that
one. Harry Potter. Who's Harry Potter?
Kevin was Harry Potter. I was Maleficent. Yeah, that's right. That's right. God, we make such great fucking
posters.
It's
fucking beautiful.
Hey, our pod exclusive posters are awesome.
God, if you don't have all of our posters, you're missing out on like a collection that's going to be world famous someday.
So you better find a way to get to Texas and get that poster.
Get your ass to Texas.
Yeah.
Texas is big. So
remember the Alamo.
Find a way in. If you know all those people from Mexico to sneak their way into Texas, you ain't got no fucking excuse.
You're already in America.
Everyone in the chat's going, "Oh, where's Average Cowboy? I can't believe you forgot Average Cowboy. You really think we forgot the fucking Average Cowboy?
Take a look.
It's referenced on the fucking poster.
Take a look.
You
can't see it.
You just can't see
screen.
It. Yeah, you think I'd forget about that?
Yeah, you rat fuck.
Who do you
rat
think
box.
I am?
Yelling.
You think I'm a Texas badass or not?
I'm glad we put those compressors.
Oh, I am.
I fucking love it. Wait, I can see the levels. It worked. We're good.
Okay, anyway.
Cool.
So there you go.
So buy it.
Buy it. Okay, anyway. Enough about that.
We did put out a video.
Yeah, we put out a video.
Put out a video this week.
This week.
Speedrun? IRL speedrun? What was it officially called?
Real life speedrun, or you could call it IRL DQ.
RLDQ.
It's real life done quick.
Yeah, and I thought it was actually really shitty of us.
Oh,
yeah, because we made fun of video games done quick.
Oh no.
It's
a great charity, which raises a lot of money.
They raised $1 million for charity, so I think it's scummy to make fun of that. And I want to say fuck you, Garrett.
Yeah, I blame you. Fuck you, dread.
We
fuck.
Didn't do it.
That's messed up of me.
Thus concludes our favorite comment.
Hey,
we received
I don't think
on
you were
video.
Making fun. I don't think you were making fun of them. I think you
I
were
think so
making
either.
A funny video based on thing that's
our,
popular.
Our whole goal with that video, yeah. Some people are. I'm not even pointing a finger, but some people do see a joke about something and just immediately think, oh, they don't like it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the things we do make fun of is sometimes in that way that oh, this is dumb.
I guess.
But it's not always that way, and this is definitely we had no. I mean,
but
goal to make to rip on something that raised money for anybody. Yeah. But our video is turbo nerds that took that to the furthest level.
Well, it's the premise of this is a funny thing that is really popular and in everyone's radar right now.
Yeah.
What if these two guys took it to that? Yeah, that next.
Yeah,
level.
Exactly.
Like that's
exactly.
Your premise and go.
I mean, the host wore a spiked Koopa shell on his head.
Yeah, but I can't believe
they wouldn't do that.
I just can't believe you said don't. Don't donate any more money to them.
Oh, no.
Oh, there was that scene. Because
someone's going to take that serious.
There was that scene where I said, no one donate anything.
Yeah.
Shit.
People might take that serious.
I
really like that video.
All jokes aside, yeah, I thought the video was really good. I thought it was really funny.
I really genuinely liked that video a lot. I was stoked with that. It was kind of so hacked up the way that we made it. We were kind of, it's one of those videos that has so many different bits and pieces, and we were kind of just doing them randomly. And not in a particular order, that I honestly, I don't know about you, but I had no idea how it was going to turn out until it was kind of towards the end. I feel like there was one thing towards the end where you actually spoke up and you're like, hey, I think this is going to be really funny.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what.
Well, I kept saying that kind of throughout the video with every little piece we'd get. Mm-hmm. Other than the first thing we filmed with this video was the clone scene in with me defecating
yeah.
And
yeah.
and urinating into some dry ice.
Now, that reminded me of some Jodorowsky
magic. Oh, thank you.
That was very symbolic, I thought. I liked
that. We're going for Jodorowsky.
Hell yeah.
That was the first thing we filmed, and coming off of that, I felt like maybe the video was you know, I was worried that part was a little slow, so after that, I think we were, like, running around and pushing people over. Really. And I knew all the stuff we were getting was going to be good, so, yeah, I was happy with when the video came together.
I thought the different parts were kind of funny, but I just thought, well, is this going to come together, or what? It just seems so random. I have no opinion yet until we filmed you. Derek had 1,000 cigarettes in his mouth and was dumping alcohol into his mouth, and then he spit them all up into a pan and then drank it out of the pan.
That was when
I went, all right, never mind, video's great.
That was like the last thing we filmed, too. Oh, real quick about that. I thought we were going to the idea was to kill ourselves with natural causes, so I went to the store and I got a pack of cigarettes and a couple cigars and a big ball of Bacardi. And I thought, like, great.
This is how I'm going out.
Sure. No, I just thought, great. I walked out of the store, like, real happy.
Dope week.
Yeah, this is like a wicked party.
I think it's just mainly because I know Sean, but the bits with his family and his kids inserted into the video.
With his baby.
Yeah. And the wedding.
Yeah.
Was flooring me. I mean, more than anything else, when I'm realizing, like, oh, that's the fucking wedding footage of them, like, saying, I do.
I was like, we were like, okay, what do we do for their weddings? Okay, Derek's doing the mail order. Sean, is that video of your wedding still on your hard drive? Yeah, okay, I'm taking it. All right.
And then the bit with the fucking kid in the backseat was like, you wouldn't have been able to do that not having Sean just had a kid.
Yeah.
The baby's, like, so pretty and happy and sitting there. And
there's,
like,
one, you know, it's actually
without a
funny
care, it's great.
And this is an interesting thing, too. Derek shot that part. And what's interesting is we had Sean do it. There's a part where, if you haven't seen, well, why are you watching this if you haven't seen the video? But he throws a baby in the back seat and speeds off. And Derek filmed one of Sean just moving. First of all, I just want to say it was my idea to move trash off the seat. The seat was totally clean, but I was like, no. There's got to be garbage.
This guy's got to be a mess.
Okay, so anyway, I offered that little piece. But anyway, so he does that, but there was one part where he just kind of puts the baby down and, like, I don't know, and then just leaves. And the baby's still just laying on the floor. Then he did a second one where he actually buckled the baby up. And it's funny because in my head I was like, oh, it's going to be way funnier just to lay the baby there. But, yeah, Derek pointed that out. It was I think it was you that
image
said this. It was kind of like, yeah, but the buckling up.
It's so improper.
The intention is still there. Like, I'm doing the right thing. Yeah. But you're gonna
not a babysitter.
Yeah, it's like you're still making the effort. You're just so dumb.
Whereas not buckling the baby up was almost too far. It wasn't that funny.
The image is so funny. You've never seen a baby buckled in to a car seat without a baby seat.
Yeah.
You know, you've never seen
that
was little
real
tiny person
too. We sped off. And that baby was fine. So you know, car seat's kind of a ripoff.
Yeah, who you call?
If you ask me.
It's not like a PETA
thing. Call InfoWars. There's a conspiracy.
How big do the babies have to get where it's no longer?
You don't need them at all. Lennon was fine. All
right. Yeah, Lennon was fine.
It's totally fine. Try it. No, don't try it. I'm just joking.
Don't play with the garage doors either.
Other than that, was there anything else about that? I mean, I don't know. It was really
stoked. Didn't really. You had kind of told me the premise just in passing. But I got to see just the finished version, and it's awesome when I get to. Rarely I get to see a video happen that way. And I really liked it.
We finished it. We finished filming on like Monday or Tuesday, and I was just like, I want this out like now.
Yeah.
And I stayed up that whole night. It was just like,
well, you were saying,
it's like daylight outside.
You got kind of sick just because you.
I was already sick before, and that didn't help. But sometimes I get in that mode of like. When I get, like, focused on something, I don't want to fucking sleep until it's done.
No.
And so that was one of those things. It was just like,
when you're making progress.
Yeah, and I'm happy. Yeah, it was pretty well received, it seemed like. Again, except for a few people thought we were making fun of charity.
I don't know.
But I wasn't worried about that. Obviously, we wouldn't.
Some people are a little too touchy for Mega 64.
I would. I'd make fun of a charity. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, what charity do you want to make
fun of? Anyone. Name one.
Name one.
Name a charity.
Okay, Jerry's Kids.
Fuck Jerry's kids. Fucking go back to fucking Seinfeld's apartment and jump out the window. Rimshot.
Waka Waka.
Who's next?
Sean?
All right, Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish.
Oh, jeez.
I got a fucking wish. Blow the candle out. That's a metaphor. Think about it. Yeah, Eric, you're laughing. Fucking monster. You, I just said kill him in no uncertain terms. Yeah, you think that's funny.
But I really appreciated the metaphor.
Put out that light.
Who's next? I'll shit on all the charities.
Red Cross? Is that a charity?
FEMA? I don't know.
FEMA?
FEMA, I dream of you guys going away. Still working on some of these, you know. Well, you know, whether
this
you like them
stuff.
Or not, you know,
stuff,
maybe
guys.
My jokes hit you, maybe they don't, but I'm still crapping on them.
All right, last one, Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club, that is so not contemporary. Get with the times.
Contemporary?
Right?
Yeah.
It should just be called The Club.
Chicks and Dudes. That's even past. That's like 90s.
Yeah.
You might not like Derek's comedy, but you gotta respect it.
But you yeah. gotta respect it. Oh, I forgot Child's Play. Well, next year.
Next year,
Child's Play.
Rip
on I'm gonna
them.
Shit on you guys extra hard. Speaking of I Have a Dream.
You guys did ALS. First.
I Have a Dream of FEMA. There's a Martin Luther King movie out. Segway. We saw some movies.
Did we did?
Yeah. We didn't see that movie. That was just my segue.
What is it called? FEMA? What is the Martin Luther King movie called?
It's called Selma.
Oh, whatever.
Which...
I didn't know that was about Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
It was called FEMA.
You know what? This is what I was telling to these guys. We saw some movies. I didn't see the Martin Luther King Jr. movie.
No.
Because, frankly, I don't care.
Oh.
I don't care. Because I already...
Yikes.
I'm too white to say that. I'll get in trouble.
You can't say that about that movie. You have to see the movie.
What happened? I feel like they used to make movies about people you never heard about. And it was really interesting because it was like, whoa, good story. And now they just make movies about people you know everything fucking about them. I know all about Martin Luther King Jr. I learned about him at school.
That's true.
Yeah,
we did have pretty extensive.
But you haven't seen Selma, so maybe they do some like Last.
No,
Temptation.
I know.
Maybe they do some Last Temptation of Christ stuff. Where
I know I'm fucking right. They know. Here's the trick. They know if Martin Luther King Jr. is such a boring story, that's why they didn't even call the movie that. They didn't even name the movie after the person it's about.
They want to fool people.
They called it Selma.
Yeah, you think Selma Hayek?
Yeah,
is
to it. Trick you into thinking it's about some woman you've never heard about. Psych out, it's an MLK movie.
Maybe it's going to be Selma Hayek with her boobs out,
exactly.
Like Wild Wild West.
Exactly.
What part,
no.
Is that
exactly.
what it is? You can't say that and not have it be that.
I'm going in there ready to pop off, and it's MLK?
I'm ready to blast off in the front row.
That's right.
And
MLK.
I Have
look,
a Dream comes on the
yeah,
screen?
Yeah, look,
come on.
I have a dream about washing this theater screen down.
And I have some cream.
With
it's
my,
not going
yeah,
in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
it's getting backed up.
A rinse.
Jeez.
The semen backed up in your brain.
Yeah.
He says that in Last Temptation.
And I'm supposed
Christ.
To think about civil rights under this pretense? Fuck you, Selma.
Yeah, fuck you, Selma.
It's a trick. That's why I'm not seeing
it. Is
that
it up
movie.
For Oscar review? Is it up for reviews?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
How's that happen? I've never even heard of this. Boring subjects, I guess.
What? Garrett, I don't know. You gotta tune in more.
I know.
What movie did you see? I know. So none of us saw Selma. Just to put
we
that
all
to
saw
rest.
The same movie, though.
That's yeah. right.
We saw American
Sniper.
After shitting on MLK Jr.
It's about
yeah.
some fucking
we did
wonky
see,
Texas
yeah,
fucking
I didn't know
sniper.
About it. I don't know anything
but
about
exactly.
it.
I already know about
That's
MLK.
That's a guy who I watched that movie clueless. Anything could have happened. I was there to figure it all out.
I got white guilt just sitting in the same room with these guys.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not saying anything bad about MLK. All I'm saying is I know the story.
My pasty complexion
you don't
is
need,
just feeling guilty.
You don't need. I don't need to pay $10 to hear a story I already know.
I agree
That's
with you.
All.
Okay. So yeah.
So American Sniper, new story.
First
new
of
shit.
All, let me just say when we were talking about this earlier, but when me and Garrett saw it. The theater was so packed.
It was that was like a bummer.
It was
so full.
It was so full. It was crazy, and I didn't expect that. But you know, and then I was like, I was realizing, you know, everyone I kind of asked said they were going to see it this weekend. That's really interesting. The movie. Oh, did you? I don't know if you heard about this, Kevin. Yeah. It made like $100 million this weekend.
Derek,
that's. So far and away, the number one January opening ever.
Damn.
The record before was a $40 million opening.
That's awesome.
And that was through the roof. They
Damn.
Were like, whoa, 40
For
million.
January.
You know what? I
and it was the movie right along.
What's so funny to me is Clint Eastwood. First of all, I saw it and I thought the movie was awesome. And
yeah,
I think it's
good.
Clint Eastwood's best movie ever, personally. But Clint Eastwood's the guy who spoke to an empty chair and pretended it was Obama. So, like, going into this movie, it was kind of like...
Politically, that guy's a little
I just knew it was like, this guy is an Obama-hating Republican. And that, like, that's the movie we got, and I was along for the ride. So to hear that it resonated with so many Americans, hell
I didn't,
yeah.
I didn't feel like it was like a left or right-sided film.
No. Not at all. It was just a character. It's not, and I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that...
It's a hoorah fucking...
Clint Eastwood is definitely that kind of director.
Yeah, yeah.
And this movie, yeah, is a big hoorah.
Let's kill some fucking terrorists.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved how much more, like, tour footage there was. I didn't know it was going to be so much footage of him going through his operations in the deserts of the Middle East. Like, that was kind of surprising. I thought it was going to be a lot more... of kind of character development of his whole life and stuff. But they kind of focus on the main stuff. I thought it flowed really well.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was interesting. It was fun. The story of this guy's life was really interesting. I thought the movie was interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was just okay. I wouldn't say it was amazing. I didn't really... There's movies that I would never say it was bad, but there's movies I connect to more than others. And I didn't connect to this one as much. But
there's things that bugged me.
But it was interesting. I'm really glad I saw it. And I enjoyed it.
One thing that bugged me was, like, CG blood, like, splatter.
Looked really bad. Yeah, I don't know how clear that was in the format you watched it, Derek, but...
It looked like the fucking
Expendables. On the big screen, it did not look good, yeah.
It wasn't, like, gratuitous amounts, but when they would use, like, a little CG blood through, like, you're looking through the dude's scope or something...
Yeah but you
it
know
looked
what?
Fucking
That's
shitty.
Something I notice in a lot of movies.
It just, they accept that it looks shitty?
Yeah, frankly.
I was watching
some clips of like Sin City, and I realized it's all CG blood splatters. Yeah. And then, a lot of movies do that where they'll just shoot a gun and
super
a blood
fucking cheap.
Blood splatter will go off, and the person will hit the ground. And then if you look at them on the ground, there's like no damage whatsoever.
Yeah,
so that's just kind of accepted. I feel like
this movie like kind of used I think some CG and some practical makeup effects in some scenes, but in others it was just like gross blood splatter. Which is, that's just the thing that bugs me, but...
It doesn't affect the movie as
the
a whole.
The story,
movie, but
no.
But it's still
no.
just kind of like, why'd you do that?
I thought Bradley Cooper, though, definitely, like, killed it.
He was great. Oh, yeah, he was really, really good.
Yeah, I don't really care for him one way or another, but he was really fucking good.
I wasn't thinking
in this.
About Bradley Cooper when I was watching it. It was just that guy.
This is this guy from Texas, yeah.
Yeah, so good movie. Check it out. We liked it.
I thought that was pretty good.
I guess what fucked us, because we got to the theater, got our tickets, and then like thought we were going to have time to get food and then go eat. I think the movie promoting itself is coming out around Christmas worked it into my head that this has been in theaters for a month now. Yeah. It's going to be dead when we go.
Yeah.
It really came out this like weekend,
it came
right?
out the day we saw it.
Yeah. Why the fuck was it promoted that it was a Christmas release?
Yeah, I don't know. That was
Was it in like two theaters?
Oh yeah, it was limited release. Jeez. Yeah, it was in like LA. But anyway, yeah, I think that movie was just a why not movie for so many people. I think people our age, but then like you know grandparents.
Oh,
see it too.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's why it made so much. It was like yeah, everyone was game for it. You know.
Yeah.
And it got a lot of you know it's nominated for a lot of stuff. I was gonna say, was there anything else you wanted to say about
that
movie?
I like it.
I was going to say real fast, I saw another Oscar movie just on a whim yesterday. I actually did see that Whiplash movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Eric.
And you know what? The description of it was not at all accurate, what I had heard or whatever.
Okay.
It's someone in music school becoming...
it's not about a drummer.
Drumming.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's a drummer, yeah, but it's not like a rock movie or it's not like a rock
okay.
or anything like that. But I thought it was fucking great. I thought that was...
I watch the language.
Yeah. If you watch that movie, you'll hear that a lot yeah. more. It was like
they
I've never heard so many F-bombs in one movie. But
more than Pulp
Fiction. Whiplash it's not going to maybe hit it so well with everybody.
Yeah.
But my personal sentimentality and my just what I don't know. To me, I talk about movies that click with me and don't. Whiplash clicked with me. Like I thought that movie was fucking incredible. I really, really liked it. I think has a really, really great message to it. But also, what's his name? J.K. Simmons, is that his name?
Yeah,
is awesome. Is awesome in it.
Did he get nominated?
He is nominated. He won the Golden Globe for it, but he's great.
Wow, I've never even heard of this movie, and it's winning awards.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like the Drew Barrymore movie where everybody's in roller derby.
Oh, I've seen that. I have seen that.
Isn't that what this is?
No.
What's that movie?
That's called, that is called Whiplash, I think.
No. Whip it.
Yeah, it's better.
Whip it.
That one's better.
But
Juno Girls in that.
No, is this about trying to become like the pursuit of being a great artist?
It's just a kid who really wants to get really good at drums, and the biggest asshole teacher he has ever met in his entire life, and to the point that it's no student thinks this is worth it to do this. Like,
but he keeps.
Someone called it. I don't remember who. Maybe it was Howard Stern. Someone called it the Passion of the Christ of music. That is the best description ever said about it. It is a brutal movie.
The Thrashing of the Christ of music.
Cool.
Passion.
I don't know. That movie's pretty violent, pretty gory.
Yeah.
You know what I can attest to? Just back to American Sniper.
Yeah.
It had its, you know, scenes of violence, scenes of gore. It's a rated R film.
Yeah.
But it wasn't nearly the, like, over the top levels of that. What was that act of that? What was that Marky Mark?
Oh yeah, Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor. Yeah. That movie was
the whole
was
premise
like,
of Lone Survivor was just. It had to be fun.
When that movie gets going though, I'm like, I'm over this. This is like, and that's kind of what I felt when I watched The Passion of the Christ. It's like there is a lot of blood and guts in this fucking movie.
Yeah
it's like excessive. Like,
yeah,
but Lone Survivor was all. I mean, that all happened.
Yeah,
it was all like.
I was kind of glad this wasn't to such brutal, torturous levels as that.
Yeah. Lone Survivor inherently had to be that because it was called Lone Survivor. Yeah. It was, okay, how do we get to that? You know.
I was like shocked.
Bad situation.
I guess I haven't watched. I used to watch like a lot of horror and gore and like crazy fucked up movies.
Yeah.
But I've taken a break from that for the last couple of years. So now when I see stuff like that, it's like, this is like my parents are watching this kind of shit? Wow, this is. This is crazy. Like, it's definitely
you're losing
getting,
your edge.
Well, I guess. I gotta tap into the...
Yeah, man, you're not cool.
The worst
anymore.
Stuff. I'm gonna have to visit E-Fucked.
What's
E-Fucked? Google search E-Fucked,
everybody. Don't.
That's Garrett's favorite website.
No,
what
don't.
Is that? Why does this sound familiar?
It's a bad side of the internet.
Oh, really?
Where they... Yeah. You remember back in the day there was like...
Oh, is that like the deep web?
No, it's just like a horrible...
Oh, wow.
Bad.
All right.
Deep web. All right, yeah.
It's not deep web.
What is it?
Whatever we could say.
What are we fucking talking about?
I don't know.
What is it?
Let's talk about E-Fuck. Well,
whatever it is, don't spoil it for me.
Don't spoil E-Fuck for me.
I don't know what it is.
Stop! Anyways, what else? What else? Oh, hey. I've been playing a video game. I've been playing Mount and Blade Warband on the PC. You know what? I bet a lot of people out there have already heard of this game because I actually found out about it from the chat.
You talked about it before.
I talked about it before, said I had downloaded it, and I was looking forward to playing it. But now I've actually been playing it. I've been playing it all week.
Yeah.
Man, it's fucking great. I came into work after playing it for one day, and I told these guys, like, this is going to be a problem. I'm just going to play this game nonstop, and I have. I think I've logged over 30 hours on it.
Damn.
It's pretty cool. So if you... Warband sucks in all caps.
Oh. That you should. That's
not,
why I don't read that.
That's not what
it
I
takes
fucking
me out of
need
my...
to hear right now, man. That is so rude.
You put that right in his head, dude.
Anyways.
He was on a roll.
Okay, forget that guy. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
Oh, God.
Warband rules. Okay, anyways. Back on track. You can be a rogue. It's kind of like... an RPG, a little bit like Skyrim. There's a large map, and you can travel to small villages and bigger castles. And you build a character using these RPG stats, right?
Uh-huh.
But you can have a party, and you can build a party. You can make it like you and another person, six people. You're like a rogue party of misfits. I think you could have like up to 200 or 300 people in your party.
And you're fucking like
whole crew? You can raise an army. And if you have enough charisma character stat points, your army can be bigger, and you can actually take over towns. You can take over kingdoms. You can
start
collecting taxes from people. It's pretty good. Like medieval third-person open-world simulator. That's how I describe it. It has over 20,000 reviews on Steam. So like I said,
and
a lot of people...
everyone's online playing together?
No, it's a single-player game.
It's a single-player game.
Single-player game.
Oh, okay, okay. When you were saying 200 people in your army, I was thinking like, holy shit. Okay, this is
it's all single-player. But I really like it. So if that sounds cool to you, check it out. Mount and Blade Warband.
Mount and Blade Warband.
I am extremely late to the party here. But I finally started... Shadows of Mordor.
Oh, cool.
You've had that for a fucking month.
And I don't still have your copy, do I?
Yeah.
I didn't give it back?
No!
What do you think you're playing?
I have a copy.
Yeah, now you have... Now about to have mine back.
No, it's two copies.
I thought I brought it back to you.
What do you think of it?
I played it on Saturday, and I was like, oh, this is great. I'll just take a break, and I'll come back. And I got up, and I looked, and I was like, oh, it's 4:40 in the morning?
Damn.
I'll just go to bed. So that was my experience playing.
You got sucked
Shadow
into that Nemesis system.
That game. I mean, it's all been said, but that game is fucking great. That game is so awesome, and you really get into a groove. At first, I was kind of like, "What's going on? What all is happening?" Kinda
yeah,
everywhere, and I get into a groove, and now you know. Now I just want to make Ratbag move up the ranks.
That's right. That's right.
No, but anyway. Yeah, it's great. It's kind of a lot of Tolkien shit thrown into a shoebox, you know, in terms of a story. So I'm not, like, super invested in the story, but because it's Tolkien and it's that world, it's enough that I give a shit.
The cutscenes
that I
are
keep
pretty.
Playing. Right, yeah, and I want to keep playing. If it had been any generic fantasy, oh, fuck that. But that gives it just enough legitimacy that I'm like, okay, I'll keep playing. And it was great. I know a lot of people are saying that, you know, it obviously took a lot of things from Batman, but I think it really took those things and made it its own. I never felt like I'm just playing a skinned version of Batman.
Yeah.
It really worked it into its own thing, and man, I love it. Like, it's great.
I really liked it too, but I actually hit a wall with it where it dropped off real quick for me. Sure. Did that happen to you when you played it? Did you
complete it? No, I've been really aching to play it for like the last week, but I didn't want to ask Rocco because I didn't know if he was done yet, so... now I really want to play it.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I never
thought I brought it
back. I think you got farther in the game than I did, too.
I'm not going to spoil anything. There's a second area. I just got to the second area. I don't want to be there. I don't care. I want to just keep doing the thing that I was doing before. I have, like, 30 hours into that game. I don't care about the story. I'm doing missions solely to get new powers.
Yeah, okay. The story... I mean, the cutscenes are fine, and it's, like, enough to... Like I said, it being a Tolkien thing, like, there's enough, like, familiarity there where
to
it's
keep
like,
you interested.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I do want to see. Hey, what's Gollum doing over here? Okay, yeah. But I don't care. But as the plot, I don't care. Yeah.
When you work towards getting a new power, is that, like, it's like, okay, fuck yeah, I'm going to use this from now on. Like, you always want to keep upgrading your power?
Yeah. Okay. I want all the powers that I don't have yet.
Oh,
yes.
Hell yeah. Okay, I like those games. That kind of gameplay is fun.
Maybe I need to turn up the difficulty. I felt like I was just slaying through the Nemesis system.
But I feel like at the very beginning, I had to like sneak in everything, and I feel like I've earned all the shit that I've gotten to the point where I'm mowing through everyone, and I feel like such a fucking badass because I worked for it.
You're a god.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Well, as a gamist as well, I was just speaking general terms. I've been playing GTA Online with Eric and Brian.
Oh, yeah.
We'll load in online multiplayer and go do, like, races. Races are really fun. The driving in GTA Online is so fucking cool.
That's cool. I never played GTA Online.
Really?
I played Grand Theft Auto 5, and then when they released the online whatever aspect of the game, I didn't even turn that on once.
I don't know if you'd like it. It's the same game, but you can jump into, like, missions and stuff. So it's really fun for that. It's cool to play with a group of friends and just do mission after mission after mission.
Yeah.
And like, whoever's in charge, you can set all the rules. So you're like, I want to do this race at night in the rain, and you have to be flying in first person.
Yeah.
And that'll, like, fuck up two people, and they're pissed. But that's fun because you're playing with, like, seven other guys.
It's
a good time.
It's a fun way to, like, honestly jump into shit that I'll never do in the game. Because, like, I don't know... I do know kind of where helicopters and airplanes and shit are located, but that's kind of rare to get to and hard to get to. You got to work for it. But when we're jumping around into different matches, it's just like, oh, I get the chance to fly a plane. Oh, I'm going to parachute and do the skydiving race. Like, that's something that I would never do in the just sandbox environment.
I agree. Hey, Derek, you know what it is? the thing that you like about the game is that it's sandbox and you can do anything. The thing I don't like about the game is that it's sandbox and I feel like I can do anything, but I never know what to do. So I don't know how to make my own fun in that environment. This game puts me on a track with my friends to go do missions and stuff, and then we can just go to the big overworld if we want to.
And I've said it ad nauseum, but first person when you're doing any shooting stuff is like the way to go. It's like playing Counter-Strike for me. It's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Grand Theft Auto.
What did you think of the news this week? We didn't talk about this.
Tell me.
The new 3DS stuff. We talked
very
about
excited.
Bit.
I've been waiting for them to announce the U.S. release date. So now it looks like February we're getting that new 3DS. Only the XL, which is fine because that's
which
what
is
I
fine.
Wanted anyway.
That's the better version.
I don't know what this is. What's the new 3DS?
So it's got a new 3DS. They announced this in Japan, like. Around PAX, like last year. Mm-hmm. And Japan already got it. Australia already got it.
Ben had it.
They never even once said anything about it in the U.S. And so, I mean, a lot of people just assumed, oh, they're waiting till after Christmas or something. Which, again, I don't know really why you wouldn't want that out before Christmas, but I think they wanted those last holiday sales on the regular
one. Maybe it was like they needed time to produce more to hit this in a big way.
Nobody
knows.
But anyway, so they announced it here. What the new 3DS is... Is it's thinner, slimmer, whatever, bigger screen actually taking up the top, whatever.
Faster processor.
The 3D has head tracking now.
Oh wow.
Where you move it and it tracks your face, whatever. Faster everything inside, so all the menus load.
Because there's gonna be some new games coming out that you have to use a new 3DS to play on.
Yeah, so it's actually a stronger system.
Yeah.
And it actually has a second stick. It has like what is basically the C-stick on the GameCube. Uh-huh. Like a little nub that kind of works in that way.
I feel like it's going to be those laptop nub type mouse things that they used to do in the day.
I haven't used it. I don't know if it's like clicky or what.
I don't know. I haven't had it hands-on.
But people kept comparing it to the GameCube thing.
So if it really moves, that's good. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like a stationary thing. But then do we have two shoulder buttons on each side now?
I think there are extra shoulder buttons.
Yeah.
I think so.
And the first game that's going to utilize that is Xenoblades.
Well, no, anything that used the control pad.
The first game that you can't play on a regular 3DS. Xenoblade.
Is only playable on the new one. But anyway, So they announced when they showed it in Japan last year, they showed a regular one and an XL version. But then when it all got announced for the U.S. this last week, there is no regular version. There's an XL only. And what a lot of people, I think, don't know is they aren't even making... And I didn't realize this either until recently. They're not even making the regular 3DS anymore.
Really?
Like, what's in stores? There's a 2DS and the XL. And what I think is happening, I think that if you have kids... You're just getting them the 2DS.
Yeah.
And adults who want to play are getting the XL. The XL, if you use them back-to-back, it's so much better. I mean, there's no question.
I've never had an XL. I mean, I'm still on my first 3DS.
Yeah.
So I'm excited
to
make a jump because I'm on the oldest and the smallest screen available for the 3DS.
So they announced that stuff, and then the day that comes out, Majora's Mask Remake comes out. On that, and the new Monster Hunter on the same day, which is pretty crazy.
I'm in for Monster Hunter. Avoiding Zelda.
You're not going to play Majora's Mask?
Well, I got the last Zelda they redid for 3DS.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that the N64 Zeldas are translatable.
Good for portable.
They don't translate well because when I go back to start playing again, I have no memory of what I was doing, what I was in the middle of, where I am supposed to go next. So it's like portable gaming is usually broken up into chapters, or at least
you got to give me missions.
Newer games that have tried to adapt to this problem will give you a log that you can go back in and go like, oh yeah, I just did this, I did this, I'm supposed to go to this town next. Well, this game was made on the N64, and it's not in those old Zelda games.
So I would add to
great
that,
games. That I like those games. I'm not gonna play them on a portable.
I would add that Majora's Mask isn't really compatible with any system because it's a piece of shit.
Well, you don't like that game.
But anyway, but the new Monster Hunter, I've been really looking forward to that and having that on launch day. There is a bundle with the 3D. They're doing a 3DS, a Monster Hunter 3DS.
I'm gonna try to buy that one.
And you know, I was close to that, but I don't think I'm gonna want the title after like that first month of owning it on the system. So I kind of backed out of that. I was.
What do you mean the title?
It says the 3DS says Monster Hunter or whatever. Oh, I'm not going to want that on the 3DS after like a month.
I think it'll you get used to it.
Hey, I popped in Battlefield 2. What do you guys think about that?
Xbox?
PlayStation, baby.
That's PlayStation? Okay.
It's on both, but I still have it on PlayStation. I popped in Battlefield 2.
You have a working PlayStation?
PlayStation 3. It's on PlayStation 3.
You got that big old fat one, yeah.
Nope, I got the skinny one.
Garrett, can you keep guessing, though? I like the skinny.
Anyways,
sorry, I thought the fat PS3 was the only one backwards compatible with PS2 games.
It's a PlayStation 3 game.
Oh, it is. I'm totally sorry.
This is my favorite thing
I've ever done. Don't spoil Slumdog Millionaire!
My favorite thing I've ever done. Dare I keep going?
Anyways, I popped in Battlefield 2. It's a PlayStation 3 game.
Game Boy Color.
And, hey, I still like it. I think that's the best Battlefield, in my opinion. Battlefield 3 wasn't as good. Battlefield 4, everybody agrees.
4 was great. It erased my save.
Everybody agrees it's really sucky. Battlefield 2 was the best one. It was completely destructible. You could destroy all of the structures. Like, just go into a town, blow all the buildings up. I think the game came out in 2009, so what's interesting is when I go onto it now, I can't find any game I want. Like, if I want to play on this map, Conquest, it's going to be empty.
Yeah.
I just have to take whatever I can get. So, whatever. If you can find
it. Is it Battlefield Bad Company 2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's just colloquially known as Battlefield 2.
I don't know. I thought you were talking about an older game.
Oh, okay.
On whatever. I
wasn't making fun of you.
No. Battlefield 4 was the first one I ever played.
Have you seen the new Battlefield coming out? Hardline?
Oh, I played the beta of it, yeah.
Oh, really? It's all like cops and robbers.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Which, it looks really cool, but kind of makes me feel like weird.
When you're playing it too,
they showed a new trailer for it like right after all the Ferguson shit happened.
When you're playing it, it's you're like shooting cops, like a SWAT team is coming in and you're detonating C4 in front of them and killing everyone.
Yeah,
I just
feel like kids who play this game, it's gonna be like they're gonna just it's normalized. Like, oh yeah, SWAT teams just like zipline through your windows. I mean, that's what they do. Didn't you play Hardline?
People that should be playing this M-rated game should be adults and know the difference.
Yeah, should be.
Yeah,
should
okay. Be. You know what I want
well,
to say?
Well, people would do better actually, fucking job parenting.
Actually, that's a good point. Kids can't play M-rated games.
Well, they shouldn't if their parents know what the fuck they're doing, but a lot of parents don't.
I was going to say, the one thing that I think is definitely in the new Battlefield's favor is that it's developed by Visceral, who did the Dead Space games, Dante's Inferno, there's another one that I really liked. But Visceral is a great studio. So they're in charge of it.
I think it looks really cool. I'm going to play it. It's just weird that now the new big – because Battlefield is a war simulator basically. So the new big title, the war simulator, is just cops. Actually, that's kind of cool. But in the current climate, a little bit –
I'll wait to hear the reviews because 4 is still not fixed, so I'll buy it after.
I didn't have
Bad Company 2 was the best. It was so awesome, and that's why I bring it up. Bad Company 2 rules. Mm. It was better than 3, better than 4.
What was the first one? Just called Battlefield?
It was called Battlefield 1942.
What are the Star Wars
Battlefield
games?
1943.
That's honestly what I thought
Star
you were talking about.
Star Wars Battlefront, and then there was Battlefield Bad Company, and then Battlefield Bad Company 2. But after that, they just released Battlefield 3.
Okay.
So Bad Company 2 is kind of like Battlefield 2, and then Battlefield 4, blah, blah, blah. Now we're at Hardline.
Hardline, baby. I'm definitely picking that up. That was super fun to play in beta. I got pretty good at 4.
Really? I never played it.
That came out, the beta came out like right when I was kind of getting over it, so it was like, ooh, same control scheme I'm used to, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I played 3, but I couldn't get into it. It was just like too big, and I perfected it with 2. Anyways.
I think my personal opinion is Sean, I feel like, hasn't had any kind of input or any kind of, obviously he's not here on this podcast. I kind of feel like he should add something. In his editing session, I feel like he doesn't really have a lot of opportunities to express himself. So I feel like we should maybe be quiet for the next minute and a half or so, give or take, maybe 2 minutes.
Give him something to...
Let him fill it in with maybe some crazy editing or, like, maybe do a kind of, like, After Effects kind of sequence where, you know, maybe show, you know, what happened in his trip, or maybe, you know,
give him some time to input.
Some kind of crazy visual thing. So anyway, we'll just hang. Let's just hang.
Yeah,
for just
I got. I get on my phone.
What? Thing.
Get your phone out. Well, we're gonna let Sean.
Well, that sounds boring as fuck. I bet you it's gonna be like pictures of trees. Get low, nah! I can't even think of a spot in Las Vegas where you'd find a tree, but I bet you Sean found it, photographed it. I bet you it's gonna be like kids playing soccer, because I know that's what he did all weekend, watched that.
You think he filmed any of it in slow-mo? You could put that in. He could cut in. Sean, when you see this...
I don't think he has a slow-motion camera.
Can you?
I also flip, don't want to see that.
Can you flip the image, the color scheme, so it's in negative?
Yeah, if you could maybe have the rest of the podcast be
negative colors.
Negative scheme. Colors, and now it's normal.
Yeah. Just like, so you back. Have, so you have to take the time to look up a tutorial on how to do that, because I know you've never done that
pretty,
before.
Pretty B420 in the chat says, wow, so boring. Kick his fucking ass out. Okay. Fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, you Sean.
Know, I'm sorry I bored you.
Do you know who you're
Sean,
dealing with?
Sorry I couldn't keep you entertained.
Clip this part of the podcast, drag this into After Effects, motion capture my hand, put a gun on it.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Put a gun on his hand.
Watch out.
Who did we just ban?
What is it, Presto 420?
Yeah, Presto 420.
Plebe boy.
All right, so you're motion tracking a gun to my hand for Presto, and then animate this gunshot.
Put in the sound.
Put in the sound.
And a ricochet sound afterwards.
Three gunshots.
No.
Oh, and now the gun is smoking. Make it smoking here.
That's good. Is this part negative?
Now spin it around on my finger.
In and out, in and out.
Wide shot.
Yep.
Dude, can it be the gun from Roger Rabbit, that toon gun with the cartoon Mexican bullets?
I'll leave that up to Sean.
That's up to him.
Okay, if he could get that kind of footage.
But Sean, if you could give me red eyes, because when I killed your brother, and I'm just like this!
You're like,
really?
You're going to break the compressor. He's really into that new fucking setup we got. I was thinking about that movie today. Specifically, I was dyeing some clothes. I boiled a bunch of water. I poured it in a 5-gallon bucket with some dye and some salt.
Yeah.
And I was stirring it up, and I was dipping my work pants into it. And as I dipped it, it was this black, you know, steaming tub. And I was dipping the pants in as they went in. I was just thinking of that little shoe.
No, please.
And then Jessica Rabbit having her freak out.
Oh, my God. It's
dip. That it was just going through my head as I inserted.
And then afterwards, you took the freeway over here. My God, it'll be beautiful.
I saw this artist thing. It was like, artist makes real life rendition of cartoon characters, and it'll blow your mind.
Ooh.
And one of them was Jessica Rabbit, and it didn't look like Jessica Rabbit. It just looked like some other woman with red hair and a red dress that was supposed to be Jessica Rabbit.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm sick of all these articles because I constantly see them. Like, artist takes something and makes it look real to blow your mind.
The Simpsons character's done in real.
Yeah, because, I mean, it just never looks right. It just, yeah, it always hey, it just always looks fucking wrong.
I know a couple people who have cosplayed Jessica Rabbit, and
I was just going to say.
I just burned that bridge. That didn't look like shit.
I was just going to say.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I've seen the hottest Jessica Rabbit cosplayer.
Typically, dressing like cartoon
heat wise, she's warm.
I just feel like they just draw some random realistic looking person and then give them like clothes that are the same color of whatever cartoon character it was. And I'm like, yeah, it's that.
It's Daria.
Look, this blonde kid is Hey Arnold.
This girl was.
look at that. And it's like, no, it's that could be fucking Bart Simpson. That could be anybody. Can be Bugs Bunny.
Can be fucking Ness from, who knows?
Yeah. The best clickbait article that went around this week, I had about 40 people send this directly to me.
Because they know you love clickbait.
Oh, did you see? Can't wait for you to read this. What do you think about this? And it was, Lost writer admits they made up the whole show the whole time. Which already, Lost Writer admits they made up the whole show. Any TV show, inherently, you make up.
That's what TV shows are.
Television. Making up shows. Lost Writer admits they made the whole thing up on the spot. And the article was, yeah, this guy who wrote Prison Break said on some podcast that he was at a football game and they were like eating and he saw a guy who worked for Lost, can't say who, but he said, well, how are you going to pay it off? How are you going to pay all the mysteries off? And he said, we're not. We write the weirdest stuff and we're not even going to pay it off. And I said, that's fucking lame. Anyway, sorry, Lost fans. I mean, is that constitutes a fucking article? Oh my god! I heard some guy heard this thing at a football game. Like what? And so, so many people sent it to me, just like. But it was weird too because it was never sent to me with, huh, can you believe this stupid article? It was sent to me with like, I just lost a lot of respect for Lost. What? Because of something you heard? The show's been over for 5 fucking years. It's done. It's been done. Did you like it 5 years ago? It'd be like you coming over and you have fucking ice cream at my house 5 years ago. And 5 years later, I tell you, it was frozen yogurt. What the fuck, man? I said I only like soft serve.
I had respect for you until then. I enjoyed that experience.
Did you like it 5 years ago?
I did. But now that I know that, fuck you, man.
I just lost a lot of respect.
I feel like you're skipping the biggest batch of bullshit with this story. Who gives a fuck about anything the guy from Prison Break has to say? The guy from Prison Break is saying Lost is a bullshit show? Prison Break!
Surreal.
Prison Break.
Who wrote Prison Break?
Prison Break.
Is that a show?
Prison Break.
I don't even know
this. Oh, I'm gonna break out of this prison.
They made
Prison Break. Yeah, Lost sucks. Have you seen Prison Break?
Hey, let me
I tattooed the fucking map to this prison on my body.
What happens? Do they get out?
Then I got out. Lost sucks. Fuck Prison Break.
How many seasons do you wait for them to break out?
I think they broke out after one.
They broke out, so there's no second season.
Second season, I think they go back in.
Oh, yeah. God.
And they're breaking into prison. Because when it's Prison Break, you know, you're breaking out, you're breaking in, something's getting broken.
What are you doing?
Lost is bullshit.
Is that ABC? Who makes that?
Prison Break was on Fox. And it was like Fox's direct response to Lost, which is bullshit if you've seen Prison Break. Anyways...
They made it up on the spot, I heard.
But also, too, it opens this whole other question of, like, I don't understand who gives a shit when they wrote the fucking... Like, there's always this thing of, I hear they didn't plan it all along. Who gives a fuck if they wrote it 5 minutes? Was it good?
Let the final product speak for itself.
If someone told me we wrote every episode of The Sopranos 10 minutes before they aired... I would go, wow, they're talented.
Yeah, hey.
Who cares when they wrote it?
I'm sure we've all listened to songs that were written and reformed and remixed and rewritten over the course of like 10 years and enjoyed these masterpiece songs. Yeah. And then I've totally enjoyed a song that I know was written in 2.5 minutes in the shower.
Yeah, there's songs that the Beatles have said we wrote this in like half an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, they're talented.
Arranged, and recorded.
They made it all up.
They didn't play their discography.
Fucking made it up on the spot.
I don't think the Beatles are half as fucking good as Prison Break. The Beatles never went to prison. Never made it cool.
They had a band break.
Never had tattoos on them about what prison they were in. Fucking idiots.
Stupid, dumb idiots, you Beatles. Stupid, dumb idiots, you guys. Oh,
the Beatles,
the worst. No talent. Ugh.
Anyway,
who are the Beatles?
Well, we're coming to the end of our show tonight, but I wanted to...
can't be it.
You want to begin the beginning?
I wanted to read a couple emails here.
Dude, we haven't done emails in a while.
We haven't done emails in a long time.
Well, we didn't have any P.O. Box stuff this week.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It's nice. You guys were fucking generous.
No, you know what? I think I did get some, but I don't know where they are, so we'll do it next.
So fuck you.
Cameron W. says, hey, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Want to thank you guys. Podcast has kept me company through a lot of boring or stressful times. I'm half a world away. He's from Scotland. But it's always nice to listen in on a cool Californian conversation. My question is, we have those. If you could mash any two universes into a fighting game, similar to Marvel vs. Capcom or whatever, what would it be?
Doctor Who.
Yeah.
That's my first
one. Ooh, Bazinga.
No, Battlestar Galactica.
No.
Yeah.
What did you mean?
You're in two sci-fi realms. You got to mix real world with the sci-fi. I'm going Doctor Who with Big Bang Theory.
I'm going to go Exorcist versus Aliens. Pazuzu versus the Xenomorph.
Supernatural versus science.
Damien the Priest versus Ripley. Damien's mom versus Newt.
Demi.
Dude, it's, oh man, I'm getting a boner just thinking about it.
Demi.
I might whack off soon.
Cameron,
if I don't hear a better idea, I'm going to start jerking it.
Cameron W. says for him it would be Disney versus The Simpsons because he'd like to see Barney beat the shit out of Bambi.
That's rude.
That's oddly specific. Like, you got some weird fantasy thing
you're
going
wacky.
On.
I'm going to say I've always wanted to see Dragon Ball Z versus, I don't know, I want to say Street Fighter, but you could already play a Street Fighter game, you know.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball, what's another crazy, like, universe? Dragon Ball Z versus
Star Wars.
California Raisins.
California Raisins.
I want...
No, Dragon Ball Z versus Star Wars. Yeah, I'm down with that.
I want to mix together the universes of Pirates of Dark Water and Ratatouille, but also the Bush's Baked Beans dog is there.
Also the Bush's Baked Beans dog.
And if you win, he lets out the secret.
He does. Butch tells you
the
secret.
He's the final boss.
I wanna
his
mash
name
up,
is Butch, all right?
I want to mash up Sesame Street and Band of Brothers, where it's like Call of Duty with all these Muppets.
Yeah. Weird shit.
Yeah, it's real raw, and like you see stuff, like it hits you hard.
The last stage, you guys have to fight each other in Bastogne.
Yeah,
I want Killer Instinct versus Clay Fighter. Oh no, wait, no one cares about either of those franchises. Aww, never mind. You know what they really should make though? Some like indie Steam kids, some script kiddies should get out there and make that fast food fighting game that we always saw art of, like Ronald McDonald's versus
Wendy.
Yeah,
remember there was always that crossover.
It was like Wendy the redhead with like Ronald McDonald. Was there
Wendy was like a real like voluptuous chick? Yeah.
Then what else was there? There was Jack in the Box was a Jack with a jack head.
Was it Ronald like, really buff?
Yeah. Like, they were. There's a bunch of cool art out there for some... You know,
the art was actually not bad.
But no, it was just like a funny joke.
I thought they did make that.
If they made it, I would want to play.
I thought there was like some website that made that.
Damn. What's that Salty Bet? Do they have that?
Salty Bet?
Salty Bet was a website that got really popular a couple years back. I don't know if it's still up and running, but
Salty
there's like bet. Basically what we're talking about right now. You can just put in any character. Like people have Tom Hanks fight Goku. But it's like GIF images of Tom Hanks, and like sometimes it's character models of Goku or like other fighters that are actually from a fighting game, so it looks kind of okay.
Yeah.
And the computer system, people place bets.
What are you laughing at over there?
That's the universe.
This is like as...
I want GIF images of
I'm
Tom
sorry
Hanks
if this sounds retarded, but this is the best way I can describe what this website actually is.
What's the next email?
Somehow... All right. I'm done, I guess. Mugen. Everyone's saying what the name of the thing is. Something called Mugen. You basically can put any two characters in and make them fight, and then people bet on it
like
on
Tom
this
Hanks
website called Salty Bet.
Can you win money?
Yes.
Whoa! Really?
Yes. But it's not real money. It's like fake money that you bet with.
And whoa, then really?
I think you can turn it into fucking Dogecoin or something. I don't know. These fucking kids today. Can I come?
Amber G says, "Hey, makes it your Christmas cast was awesome, but I'm dying to know where Sean got his Aquabats Christmas hoodie from. He got that from, it was given to him by Eagle Bones Falcon Hawk from the Aquabats.
No shit.
It was a staff hoodie. So, my apologies, but you're probably not. Only Sean has that one. Screwed.
Why'd he give it to him?
He was nice.
We should have let Sean handle that.
Sean's always fucking nice to people before we get a chance to be nice to them. Yeah. That's bullshit.
We asked before Christmas, I'm going back a ways, we asked, what are your favorite smells?
Yeah.
Nick says, oh no, wait. His email says, what are your favorite smells?
You're going to get some responses of people trying to be funny.
Jimmy V says, my favorite smell is lilac.
Yeah. All right, that's honesty.
All right.
I like honesty.
All right, Jimmy, get that part worked out.
Corey M. says, I'm not a big fan of smells. I prefer that everything smells neutral. Fuck you. All right, moving on. wow. Ed says, favorite scent is orange peels.
Good. All right, what's the next email topic?
We're sitting here reading what smells.
Yeah, I don't know why you chose this email. I tried to talk...
About what?
About a bunch of bullshit, nothing.
Let's
Mugen.
Do it. Let's
I was trying to.
Hey, I have an idea.
I was trying to give him time to find a fucking email, and he came up with smells.
Let's be fucking funny right now. Let's just be real funny.
Waka waka, what's happening?
Jesus. Take two. Take two.
Oh, shit. Okay, rewind.
All right. Welcome to the podcast. Fucking. Welcome. This shit's almost over. God, I'm at the end of my fucking rope.
Can we
Garrett told let's me... end on... I have a good email.
Oh, you got one? I'll go for it.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say Garrett told me that the other day that his grandma used the term yucca pucca for things.
I think
that
I've talked
gross.
About this on the
oh,
podcast.
Yeah, I think you have.
Don't eat that. Yucca pucca. But it's been out all day.
Oh, fuck.
That's yucca trash going in the garbage.
I can't stop
ooh,
thinking
yucca.
About yucca pucca.
Yucca pucca. She used to say that to me and my sister. That's such a pucca. Weird thing.
That sounds like Eskimo diarrhea or something. Like they have 9 words for snow and
now I hear that red hot chili
pepper for diarrhea.
Push,
yucca pucca.
Yucca pucca girl and a push up, bro.
They're still warm yucca pucca.
Yucca pucca
lick them up.
I feel like the red hot chili peppers got away with what bare naked ladies didn't. Which is just making up
true.
Bullshit fucking lyrics. Like when Red Hot Chili Peppers does it, people love it.
Bare naked ladies got away with it for a while.
Yeah, but they were never like, ning, ning, nong, nong, ning, ning, and have that be like a number one hit song, you know? That's pretty ballsy. Like, how'd he pull that shit off?
Ding, ding, dong, dong,
ding, ding, dong, dong,
ding, ding.
And it's like every, like, standing in line, ooh, ah, but you wanna hook that. It's just like all that shit.
He's into that shit. He gets away with it.
Yeah, he does.
He just explores
the
sound.
You know what? If you're buff enough, you can get away with anything.
Fuck
just
yeah.
Take your shirt off and like, yeah.
I'm going to start doing HGH.
Yeah?
I'd like to.
I'll do it with you.
Someone,
I don't know what that is.
Someone watching, hook me up.
I don't know what that is. Is that like a diet thing? I could do that.
No, bro. Hormone. I'm going to go on T replacement therapy, dude. I'm gonna boost my levels. Human growth hormone. Let's get on the bandwagon. You want to get jacked? Hormone.
I feel like that shit just like makes one ass cheek bigger. Like
bro,
it never works out.
You look like a
lumpy mutant.
Jack. Yeah. Let's get our traps like pillows on our backs.
You're going to look like the X-Man reject.
I want to look like Beast shaved.
Anyways, next email.
He beat me.
And died.
Me.
Died pink.
Check out Gone Girl.
I haven't seen that.
It's so fucking good.
I really want to see
it's
it.
Good.
Now you will. I think you'll definitely like it.
I'm buzzing all of this caffeine I had.
Okay.
I feel like Sean sitting here shaking my goddamn feet back and forth.
But what you want to get it, put it in you.
You know, with the rhythm, don't stop, continue.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, like, 2 or 3 day span where we thought Abracadabra LaFornia was real? And then,
yeah.
And then we
yep.
came up
yeah.
with other terms like Shazam Alabama.
Hey,
that was way better.
That was like, yeah.
Once I heard it, I actually, when we talked about it, I was totally in. I'm gullible as fuck when it comes to that kind of thing. But once I heard it, I instantly knew that was a parody.
Well,
maybe that says too much about me liking the Red Hot Chili Peppers a bit too much.
What's the next email?
Congratulations. I was going to say, I think this is a good last email.
Do it.
Sean, when you edit this, first thing Monday morning, prompt 8 a.m., I want to add maybe some footage of you during this part. Maybe put a song under it, maybe whatever your favorite song is, maybe like a
Chili Peppers
theme. Yeah, maybe some Chili Peppers. Kind of slow it down, mellow, you know.
Under the Bridge would work.
And show, Sean, I want your face to kind of be over this as I read it. And maybe do a montage of, like, your best moments.
Close up on your face with Chili Peppers underscoring it.
On your face.
Under the Bridge.
And do some After Effects work.
Wait, hold on. Start Under the Bridge now.
This is from John S. from Germany. Hello, Mega 64 team. Sean, I don't even know where to start. You bring up so much in me, and I just love the kind of person you are. I feel down a lot of times, and when I reach that point, it's pretty much videos with Sean in them that will make me happy again. You are such a nice person, always good-hearted. You have beautiful children and a beautiful wife. The way you smile and how sincere you are, that's just something special. You have that toothpaste commercial smile. Sean, you have something on you that can't be explained with just words. So many little factors. The way you pronounce certain words, the way you walk and your gestures. Sean, don't be so humble. You don't need to. After all, we all like you and have positive things to say about you. Please embrace that, but then again, seeing you be this humble is, of course, also one of the many great things about you. I just want you to keep being who you are. You are amazing, Sean. Regards from... What is this joke? Regards from Adolf's favorite playground? Is that a... What kind of sick joke is that? John... And he has a really long name.
Say the whole thing.
Sean loves
John Henrique Willem Carly Fett.
What's that Adolf bit?
John,
that guy.
Fix your face with Hitler and put it on the screen.
That's what that guy just did.
What?
For Sean.
Because that's what he just did.
Yeah.
That was a lovely
one. That was kind of touching. A little bit weird, too. That guy, if you like Sean that much.
Well, Sean has a hard time taking compliments.
If you like Sean that much, you're fucked up in the head. That's what I think.
Toothpaste commercial smile is oddly specific.
Yeah.
That's kind of crushed.
Do a split screen between Sean and Hitler.
Yeah.
But has he been fucked?
Yeah.
I don't get why that.
Just take a moment, look at those two pictures side by side, and.
Who mentioned Hitler?
Who's Adolf Hitler?
Who's blonde? Who's more blonde?
What is that? Maybe Adolf's just a German guy.
There's only one Adolf.
He wishes.
You tell me. Just like, I don't ever there's only one. How many
Shaquilles?
Who would win in a fight, Shaq versus Osama bin Laden?
On Salty Bet. Go on Salty Bet to find out.
Hey, if they made a movie, I changed my answer. If there was a, not a game, but if there was a movie where, like, the Bermuda Triangle, like, time got all fucked up, and Hitler and bin Laden are just, like, the only two people left, and they have to kill each other.
Whoa.
I think that would be awesome, because...
Who would you root for?
Hitler would have all kinds of, like, social engineering, like, tricks, like, psychology tricks to get him to, like...
Oh, is that what he was known for?
There's only two people left.
Oh, is that his famous trick?
He gets you to believe him, and then guess what?
Oh, you believe him, huh?
Not me, the people of Germany at the time. So he has, like, tricks like that. Bin Laden knows, like, today's technology.
Well, and how to dwell in a cave.
Survival. What if they teamed up, like, they fell in love with each other, and they became a team of, like,
Hitler
lovers?
Hitler could tend to his dialysis?
Like, badass lover Rambo. Like, what the fuck am I trying to say? They're in love. And they're like Rambos.
Killers. Mercenaries.
They're like two Rambos who were in love with each other.
Yeah,
good. Settle
down. Kind of like Brokeback Mountain,
and the
but
whole,
Rambos.
Yeah, and the world just can't like Not stand Fishers. It. On so many levels, the world can't stand it. And it's like a badass action movie. Them versus the world.
No, this is no joke. I've talked about this before. This is no joke.
No joke.
There really was, the Wachowskis wrote a movie that they could not get funded.
I remember.
An American and Iraq soldier... these two guys fuck, and then they like have to like fight somebody. I don't remember.
They have to like fight everyone to conceal.
Yeah,
their,
it's
like
in
story.
The future, and it's like illegal to be gay or something. It was the weirdest.
This
story.
Is like for
I'm
real.
Not kidding.
Yeah.
This is great.
It was the weirdest story. And
is this
it was
what
like,
Bet is? This is great.
Two
is
soldiers this, fuck, and then they have to fight.
Is this before or after fight. Cloud Atlas? When did they write this after Cloud Atlas?
It was originally part of Cloud Atlas. It was the opening.
Jesus, no wonder that.
Tom Hanks is an Iraqi soldier.
I've seen everything the Wachowskis have done, and generally
Tom Hanks is both soldiers.
Most of it,
yeah.
But Jupiter Ascending doesn't look good. But I'm going to see it, but it doesn't look good. It looks like Magic Mike with a bigger budget.
I don't know what it looks like. So.
Oh, it looks like a piece of shit. It looks awful.
It doesn't look good, and it's been delayed like 20 times. It's not looking good.
Ooh.
I'll go. I'm going to go. I'm going to check it out, and I'll let you know.
Kevin, are you going to watch that when you're at PAX South?
No.
If they fuck.
Yeah.
The spark
what are you
going to
be doing at PAX South? Kev Dog.
Yeah, Kevin, go on and talk about PAX South and say you're going
to Kevin, get the fuck over here. Can I?
I can't wait to go to Texas again, and I can't wait to meet everybody. It's going to be a blast. I really like the new poster, and I can't wait to sell that to a bunch of people.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Do you have any like wild stunts planned?
I don't plan my wild stunts.
They just kind of happen.
They just happen
on the fly.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's, I mean, you have to understand the only people there are going to be Brian and Kevin, so I don't really know what this is going
to
be.
Brian, you're going to have to keep Brian in line. He's a wild.
Brian's going to go wild.
He is, kind of.
You know you're going to have to put the reins in. You're the adult in this situation.
But I think some people are expecting it to get nuts. So, Kevin, look into the camera and talk about how nuts is it going to get.
Yeah.
Give a promise to the fans.
It's going to get fucking nuts. There are people. Whoa. Yeah. Cops are going to get called. There's going to be some situation with alcohol.
Whoa.
Yeah. And
I don't think that's permitted, actually.
Fetal alcohol poisoning, maybe?
Possibly.
Why did you look at me?
Is there going to be pregnancies?
Whoa, you went dark.
I'm just saying. He's saying crazy.
No.
He's
not
saying
that crazy.
It's going to get wild. I didn't know if babies were getting drunk in the womb. It could be
prenatal cancerous tumor detection. You never know. We're partying.
I'm just saying, Brian's wild, so it could fucking happen.
It almost feels like it would be a nice break to go back to the Hitler talk.
No, we're talking about drunk babies and beyond.
Yeah, drunk babies.
It's like Bed Bath & Beyond, a little bit funnier.
San Antonio knows how to get those babies drunk, is what I heard.
I heard it was a nice town.
I'm not going
there.
I ain't going there.
Oh, yeah, say whatever.
Enjoy, Kevin. Brian.
Yeah, I'm not going to San Antonio. Fuck that place. Mega 64 is the enemies with San Antonio. If you live in San Antonio, Mega 64, we're going to fight all of you. All our representatives, we're sending representatives to fight you guys.
Two of the best representatives
Two of the best San Diego street fighters into San Antonio, and they are the masters of the sneak attack. You cannot sneak attack these guys.
If you got a problem with what we're saying about fuck you, San Antonio, you can talk to our two bruisers. We got a couple trained killers coming. You can talk to them.
Yeah. I heard everybody in San Antonio smells like B.O.
Ooh,
you got a problem with it?
Stinky.
Talk to the. Come to our booth. You got a problem with it? We'll settle it mano a mano. Toe to toe. Here we go, bro. So.
And the taller one's not in charge. Talk to the man in charge.
Yeah. Don't mess with the brown one. He's not in charge.
He's like an assistant to the real muscle we're bringing. That guy knows how to throw down.
Yeah, that guy's a bruiser.
So enjoy. Bring deodorant.
Yeah, so.
I'm just quoting on behalf.
Kevin will be there.
Yep, I'll be there. Can't wait.
Can't wait. All right, well, thank you, everybody, for watching this week. And just to wrap up the show, we're going to have Sean do a kind of best of 2015 montage.
Yeah. Or even alternately, because Sean used to do theater. So just his favorite monologue. Just like a performance, spotlight
Sean,
on him.
Yeah, Sean's going to end the show on a monologue.
Yeah, just like
his own?
It's just...
whatever, if you remember.
Yeah, it's just Sean's moment to be in the spotlight. Here's a monologue, a little one-man performance from Sean.
Here it is. Thank you.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she chases it winded. Lonely ever wanted, now that is a lie. And I never wanna feel like I did that day, but take me to a place I love. Take me all the